Now, we are on the Food and Drink Show at Stray FM, and we have people that listen to this show right now every Thursday evening that are a fan of cooking, they're a fan of dining out, they're a fan of eating at home. What you don't know about food isn't worth knowing, Mr. Gino De Campo. What tips can you give us now on Stray FM?
Okay, the first tip would say, in Italy there is no such a thing as spaghetti bolognese. Okay, so you guys are going to have to forget about making spaghetti bolognese.
So that's not on the menu at your new restaurant,
no,
I take it?
No. We have a ragu and we have a bolognese, but we serve it with fettuccine, tagliatelle. In Italy, we don't serve bolognese sauce with spaghetti. It doesn't work. Whenever you see a restaurant who serves spaghetti bolognese, run away from it. Because that means it's not a proper restaurant.
Okay,
sorry,
fair enough. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of restaurants that we're not going anywhere near anytime soon, but fair enough, good advice.
If an Italian restaurateur puts spaghetti bolognese on the menu, it's not a real Italian.
I'm trying
Italian.
To think now, my local Italian in Ripon, I'm trying to think if they've got spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I'm going to remember next time I go in, I'm going to be looking on the menu and thinking, oh, Gino says that they can't have spaghetti. I'm going to tell them.
No, it's not only Gino. Italy says that there is no such a thing as spaghetti bolognese. Because the spaghetti shape doesn't work with the bolognese sauce.
Is it in the law out there? Do people get arrested for her? You know, if they say it,
people do get in trouble. Yeah, for
go to prison. They just said spaghetti bolognese. Take them to
That's
prison.
It. We send them away to other countries. We send them to France when they do that. and it was France, Switzerland, sometime. Yeah, Austria. You know, those kind of places.
Not England.
No, some of them we do send them to England. Yeah, when they're really bad, we send them to England.
All right.
And then they open a chain of Italian restaurants. See what I did that?
I do. So, when you go out and dine, what's it like?
Wow. First of all, I have a few restaurants around the country. Some of them with the Gino Da Campo name. Some of them, they come with the Piccolino name. Mm. And so I always tend to go to a restaurant that I part own or I'm associated with.
Just so you can get it for free?
Yes, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I don't
look after the pennies.
No. That's another thing. Every time I go to even my restaurant, I was one of my restaurants yesterday, always send me the bill at the end. And I'm looking at them thinking, well, it's like being at home. And after dinner, my wife sends me the bill, shows me the bill. I mean, she does that, buys other bills for clothes and handbags and stuff like that. Or electricity. But I actually get a food and drink bill. I never pay. I just sign it. I put a signature on it to say, that's I'm not going to pay.
I'm taking care of that.
Yeah, when I go to other restaurants, the problem that I have is people make a lot of fuss. Especially if it's another Italian restaurant. So they make a lot of fuss. And when you make a lot of fuss, most of the time you make a mistake because everybody panics. Gino is in. Blah, blah, blah. So I always say to them, relax. And I never order anything from the menu. I always say, whatever it is you think is the best thing that you do, put it. I eat anything. So just put it on my table and I'll eat it.
Perfect. So,
it's quite simple.
We can't wait now. We've seen the big boards in Harrogate outside the restaurant for so long. And the thing is, where the restaurant is in Harrogate, it's on Parliament Street in the centre of town. It's on a hill and you've got to wait at some traffic lights outside it. So every night on my way home, I sit there and I look at the boards and I'm thinking, it's not going to be long. It's going to be soon. So fingers crossed.
People are not sick yet to
see
my pictures.
No, they're not.
We
just want it to open and we just want to get on this roof terrace. So thank you so much for joining us on Stray FM.
People that will get sick of me coming here.
They won't. Never.
I always go to see the restaurants, once or twice a month because I'm nosy.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm the kind of guy that I constantly go to the restaurants to see if the food is good, make sure everything is okay and the service. And so people will probably get sick to say, God, he's here again.
No, just pop in and see us at Stray FM.
I will. Of course I will.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show, Gino.
Thank you for having me on. And I'm going to send a very big kiss to all your listeners.